We know now that the wise virgins were doers of the word and therefore had enough oil and consequently enough light. The question is now, how do we get oil? It all comes down now to how do we be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because those who are will be ready and those who are not will not be ready. A lamp without oil is as useless as a car without petrol. I remember a hairy, scary story years ago when I was in Switzerland on the motorway. I literally ran out of petrol. Thankfully, the motorway was going downhill in that moment and I decided to take a risk. I knew exactly where the next petrol station was. I reckoned if no car and no traffic light stops me, I could make it to the petrol station as everything will go downhill apart from the last part. I took the exit, joined the main street, and then I came to the critical point where I needed to cut across to the left. I greatly rejoiced when I discovered I didn't face any opposite traffic in that very moment, and I could take the next left. I was now running by velocity only as it was flat. The next one was left again, and I just made it into the petrol station. I was so relieved. This was a result of always putting off to go to the petrol station. I thought I just can make it a few more miles. I put off getting petrol. I was a foolish virgin. I didn't buy in time and I paid the additional cost of being distressed. Let's use the same terminology as is used in our parable. How can we buy oil? The wise said to the foolish ones, buy for yourselves. Verse 9. You and I need to get the oil ourselves. The definition of buy is exchange. When you buy, then you exchange something. In previous times, I would have given you maybe 5 bags of rice for a chicken. Today, of course, we pay with money and not with bags of rice. But it's the same principle. Behind our bags of rice is labor and time. Everything has a price tag. The price tag to see the Lord is to pursue peace with all people and holiness. The price tag to sit with him on the throne is to overcome as he overcame. The tag for becoming greatest in the kingdom of heaven is to humble yourself as a little child. The tag for rewards from God is to seek him diligently. There is always an exchanging taking place. Jesus says in Revelation to the lukewarm church of Laodicea, I counsel you to buy for me. This church is a good example of the 5 foolish virgins. They also were lukewarm and lacked greatly in spiritual terms. This is where we buy things from. You first go to Jesus and not to the merchants to buy. He is the one who can give you what you need. You buy by praying, seeking God, fasting, meditating in the Word of God, practicing what you read, put things right where you have to, cleaning your motives, sacrificing time, surrender your fleshly dreams for the kingdom of God's sake, being obedient to the voice of God. The reward is so much more valuable than the price. This is not to be confused with salvation by works. We have already covered that. Jesus paid it all. Rather, this is to cooperating with the Holy Spirit so he can work out God's transformation in you. So following him as Lord after receiving him as Savior is, in a nutshell, what keeping enough oil in your lamp is. Remember, after all, the 5 foolish ones had oil, but not enough. I remember an occasion where I wanted to encourage my boys not to live for the moment of time, but to be aware that our choices today affect our consequences tomorrow. I said to them, after they have earned something, you can either have 1 sweet today or 2 sweets tomorrow. That was a difficult choice, as they were so looking forward to eating that sweet now. That really made them ponder. I think in the end, both of them waited for the following day. Praise God for that. We cannot just live for the moment. We need to buy when there is time and the shops are open. It is very difficult to buy at midnight. And don't forget, if you buy, then you need to have something to exchange. This something is related to time, and there is no time at midnight to pray and seek God and fast, etc. Now is the time to buy oil. Be a wise virgin.